5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
What was that? Was that a little dude? Let's go check this out. All right, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And I just saw something jump up from here. Where the hell? What? Maybe it was just a bird. I kind of thought it was a black squirrel. Alright, anyway, it's 19:30 UTC. And that does, of course, mean that it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I can actually see a couple golfers on the golf course. Because it's a fairly nice day. It's halfway sunny, halfway cloudy. It keeps flipping back and forth. It's about 15 degrees. So it's nice and warm. The problem is that it's windy. But it kind of got a little bit still. And I thought, what the hell, we'll risk it for a while. Don't want to be down here all day. So we're just going to check for some golf balls real quick. See if there's anything to see down into the creek today. As for me, I am feeling a little bit better. I've got this weird head cold, and last night I finally made the decision to turn the heat on, to turn my furnace on and heat up my house. And so I did that, and it really wasn't all that cold in my house. It was, you know, just like 16 degrees. I actually had my house open yesterday to warm it up, but anyway, I knew it was going to get colder. And the whole problem isn't, you know, the daytime. The whole problem with me and the cold is waking up in the cold. And so I turned my heat on so that there would be heat overnight and heat when I woke up. And yeah, long story short, I actually slept pretty good. Caught up on some sleep that I'd been desperately missing. All right, I'm down in the creek, walking down the sandbar. So, I feel nice and rested. And when I woke up, my sinuses were different. Still pretty gonky mislonk, but in a slightly different way. So, I'm still really sinusy today, but once I... Well, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I hear voices. Where do I hear voices from? Yeah, so anyway, because I slept so well... Ooh, here's dude tracks. Oh, that's Mati tracks. We found Mati tracks. Mati went ding, 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 ding. He's running over there somewhere. Oh, we got a squirrel. What else we got? Anything? Anything? So, because I slept so well, I did wake up a little bit stiff and sore. But, you know, not my muscles, just... It's weird. It's weird, but... Yeah, I kind of needed to go outside and move around. And I'm feeling better already. just got the weird sinus thing. And am I actually sick, or is this just the typical same old sinus crap as always? Yeah, I don't know. What I need to do is figure out if I'm going grocery shopping today or tonight. What all do I need? I'm kind of... I need to get some food. I've got all the little stuff. I don't have the big stuff. I need some protein. I need some vegetables. I need some fruits. So I gotta buy some food. What do I want, though? Not sandwiches. Not bratwursts. I think I'm gonna... You know, the other night I was thinking, you know, I gotta get some pork chops. Get some pork chops. Maybe I'll make some souvlaki. That would be yummy. And what else was I thinking about? I don't know. Oh, I was thinking about getting some onions. Make me some 3-onion rice. There's a white golf ball down in the creek in a strange... Oh, wait. Did I throw that down there yesterday? That's a mighty strange place for a golf ball. All right. Moving into the golf ball zone, there's a squirrel. Hi, squirrely. And, what else we got? Two squirrelies. Hey, don't look at me. Go get that guy. We got two squirrels chasing each other around, doing some fun time squirrel business. Hi, buddy. Yeah, look at you. Oh, it's so fast. Oh, you can jump. Good jumping. Good jumping, little dudes. Anyway. Oh, so what have I been doing? What did I do last night? Last night was unproductive. I didn't do anything. Oh, but I watched a really great Fox Spirit movie. It was cool. Alright, I'm sitting on a log here. What do we got? Nothing. Looking for fungus and looking for golf balls. Trying to enjoy the day. So yesterday was not... I didn't do a damn thing. Although I did write some things down. And I also had an idea, which I wrote down. And I waited and waited for Center to email me back. And it never happened. So, yeah, once again, I'm waiting for email. I emailed them two things. This was very clearly too many things. For I had to ask him, hey, you know anybody with a laptop who could stream the show on the 30th? There was another slightly longer email I sent him. What is down there? Is that an orange ball or something? I'm into the wind zone. Yeah, let's just turn around. What else did I send him? I don't remember. So I eventually get a response from him that says, oh, I'll email you the answers to these questions tonight. Yeah, that didn't happen. Just distinct lack of communication. The other important email, the actual important email was, what the hell is this thing that we're doing on Monday and Tuesday? No, don't tell me. I don't actually need to know. But what I do need to know is, where the hell do I gotta park? Where am I gonna park? How are we gonna get stuff into the studio? See, the problem with this is that this, quote, recording studio, end quote, is just a room in the Bemis Contemporary Arts Center, which is downtown. And you don't get any further downtown. And it's in the middle of the day and or morning. Oh my God. And there's construction all around. There's construction all around the Bemis Center. And one of the construction projects, which is right next door, is turning their parking lot into a fun green park for children to play in. Do a lot of kids live down there, Tope? No. The streets are closed on one side of the building. There's no park. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you is there is no parking. Okay? And this is also during the day. You know, it's fine to have events down there at night, at 7 o'clock at night, at 8 o'clock at night, because the business day is over. The place is a ghost town. We'll be there in the middle of the day. And what Center does not understand is that if I don't figure out a place to park, I'm not driving around for 3 hours just so I can play recording studio. I don't need to play recording studio. Okay. Well, we're going to a recording studio. Yeah, that's not really a special thing for me. That is a very de rigueur thing for me. It's like you going to a barbershop. Anyway. I'm not driving down there. In ultimate rush hour, during business hours. Wait, why is that water moving so much? The wind is blowing, but... yeah, anyway. I think you get my point. I'm not even sure why I'm even included in this recording session. If you haven't heard this story, I have no idea what's going on. This was just dropped on me. People got conflation going on in their brains. Wow, there's a lot of raccoon poop over here. Look at all these poops. Yeah, so, I asked Center, well, what do you want me to bring? Oh, whatever, just bring whatever you want. It's like, no, I don't even understand what's happening. I don't understand why we're doing this. I can't imagine why we would be wasting so much money. Regardless. Alright, I'm kind of just walking upstream a little bit. Alright, and I gotta remember, tomorrow, gotta go to the big meeting. Gotta go to the big meeting. And figure out what we're gonna do for this dorky little show. I should probably start looking around at, my lights. Do I want to take lights? What do I want to do? I should probably just throw a couple little things in the... Alright, no. I need to think... oh, what's the word I'm looking for? I need to think chronologically, I guess? we work on. I need to think about it. That's the other thing that makes this all so screwed up. Now, this is Monday and Tuesday, and the show is, what, next week? Okay, didn't hear anything about this recording session until a couple days ago. So I've been working on the show, and now... Yeah, see, Center can't get mad when I don't show up with the modular. I'm not sure how I got sucked into this. It might have been just one of those everybody's high and a little bit drunk kind of thing, because I didn't hear anything about this until Monday when I was at the open mic trying to enjoy, you know, my Monday evening with the Silk Knights, when suddenly Center, Jenna, and Aaron walk in. And they're not floored, but they're a little lit up, and they're jabbering about all kinds of crap. And that's what I'm being told. Oh, I've got the studio at the Bemis booked, and we gotta go recording. Okay. When you say we, it seems like you're referring to you three. Oh, I'm involved with this too? And I'm finding out about it now? What is it? What are we doing? Oh, we have to record a 40-minute EP. Okay, yeah, but for what? For who? What is this? When was this ever a band? How did this come about? I had no idea that these people were involved with anything. Yeah. And does this count as my EP? So I was told when all this started that now that I'm involved, I'm in the loop, and I've done this show, that show, and I went to all the workshops, I am now required to record a 40-minute EP for the Sound Arte label. Okay, fine, no problem. A couple days work, you get some product, rock and roll. But I thought that was a thing that I'm doing myself. I have a band now? What is going on? I'm sure you can understand my confusion. Thank you. Well, that was pretty damn amazing, and you're probably wondering what the hell that was. That just popped up on my feed last night, and I said, yes, I think everybody else needs to hear this. How did and why did the algorithm even think I needed to see or hear any of that? Well, maybe I shouldn't have done that search for awesome capes of the 70s. Yeah, that's right. What we just heard was Rick Wakeman. Rick Wakeman covering Eleanor Rigby in the style of Prokofiev. Yeah, Daddy. Freaking Wakeman. Oh my God. So good. So good. Anyway, yeah, I about had a cow when I heard that last night. And speaking of cows, I got the cat sleeping on the futon right here. Still sleeping. And you might be thinking, well, Tobe, what the hell, damn guy, did you release Princess Fluffy Jammies from the Kitty Pee prison? Yes, the cat has been pardoned from Kitty Pee prison. It looks like she's all cured. I think it was yesterday after dubious goals committee, I went into the bathroom. She was yanging up a storm. I let her out. And, you know, started cleaning the bathroom and stuff. And I noticed, oh, she didn't pee on the pee pad last night. That's great. And I cleaned out the box and there was a normal poop in the box. And I was like, okay, I'll watch her for a while. Watched her for a while. She did not feel like peeing on any of my expensive equipment. And so, yay! The catty gets nice and cured once I get sick. And again, I'm not all that sick. It's just really all crazy sinuses. And that first night, I had a sore throat, but that might have just been the weather. So anyway, let's drink some tea. I'm drinking that mystery oolong again today. Yeah, it's pretty damn yummy. Oh. And let's see. It seems like I had an idea. I had an idea last night. Now I don't remember what it was exactly. Basically, it was an idea that required me to spend about $1,500. I'm not doing that. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, write a grant. Get some art patrons to pay for it. Yeah, well, that's the basic idea. I also got a letter in the mail today, in the snail mail. Coming back from the creek, I checked my mail. And upon opening my mailbox, I discovered, well, you know, a pretty typical and average day's worth of mail, which includes a couple of pieces of junk mail addressed to resident. And then there was some other random crap advertising. And then there were two letters that were not for me, of course. Okay, I'm always getting everybody else's mail. And this is for people two houses up the street. They missed by two. And then also in the pile of mail was just a loose piece of paper. And where did I put it? It's over there and I don't feel like grabbing it. But basically, it's some kind of letter from the post office telling me that they're going to go to street-side delivery, curbside delivery. I happen to be in a neighborhood that still has mailboxes attached to the house. And apparently they are getting rid of that. Other parts of my neighborhood, it's just this street. And it's not even this street all the way through. It's just this street, these couple blocks. If you go up the street like three blocks, there's mailboxes at the curb. So I get this thing that's telling me, oh, you got to put your mailbox out at the curb. And I'm thinking, okay, but is this for me? Are you actually talking to me? I mean, I'm not getting the correct mail. If this is meant to go to Tobe, there's no way for me to know that. It's not addressed to me. My name's not on it. And I got a bunch of wrong mail. Is this really for the people who I got the wrong mail for? They need to put the mailbox. I'm going to call the number on this, and I'm just going to act like the stupidest monkey you can ever imagine. And just basically pitch them that. But, pay attention.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Yep, it's the end of the line. So let me just tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Two tribes go to war.